This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all had our fill of healthcare stories the past couple of years. Sign-ups and mandates and deadlines and politics. You guys know them as well as we do. But there is a healthcare crisis in this country that hasn't gotten a whole lot of press. Rural hospitals are closing at a rate that is starting to get some politicians' attention. Republicans blame Obamacare. Democrats blame states' refusal to expand Medicaid. But in reality, the problem started years before any of that. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Adam Ragusea explains that rural hospitals and the rural economy rise and fall together.
So here we are in front of Hancock Memorial Hospital. It's in a tiny town called Sparta, Georgia. And it's just overgrown with weeds and brambles. And looking inside, you got the roof caved in and gurneys everywhere. It's creepy.
Hancock Memorial was among the first of nine rural hospitals that have closed across Georgia since 2000.
I mean, it was just not economically feasible to maintain the staff and the equipment.
Robert Moore's family has lived in Hancock County since they were emancipated. Sparta was once a fancy town with lots of antebellum mansions. But Moore says things really started going south in the 90s.
Rural Georgia was based on the textile industry. And when NAFTA was signed, all of that moved to Mexico. And so it sent everything into a downspin.
There's about 2,600 people that still work out of the little more than 8,000 that we have.
County Commission Chair Sisti Hudson says it's not surprising a population so small and so poor couldn't support a whole hospital. But with Hancock Memorial boarded up, the prospects for future growth are even worse. When Hudson tries to recruit a new industrial employer, one of the first things they ask is, do you have a hospital?
You just really need a local facility just in case somebody gets hurt in these factories. You know, it is something that they like to see.
Just imagine what having no emergency room nearby would do to a company's workers' comp and other insurance costs. It's a non-starter for most businesses. University of North Carolina professor Mark Holmes studied the economic impact of 140 rural hospital closures nationwide. He found that 3 years out, losing a hospital costs a community, on average,
about 1.6 percentage points in unemployment, about $700 in per capita income, and that was in $2,000. That'd be probably about $1,000 currently.
And that's only the effect on economic health. What about just health? Here's Georgia State Senator David Lucas breaking down as he addressed his colleagues a few weeks ago.
Ends up with rural communities such as Hancock County, where 39% of the folks who have a stroke or have a heart attack die.
That's a lot higher than in counties with hospitals close by. Georgia officials are exploring solutions to this problem that could become a national model. Basically, a medical facility that does more than an urgent care clinic, but isn't as big as a whole hospital. Georgia's Community Health Commissioner Clyde Reese says America's healthcare system doesn't provide enough ways for the operator of that kind of place to get paid.
They're not going to be hospitals. They won't be reimbursed as hospitals. They won't be able to charge a facility fee. They won't get the Medicaid add-on rate, etc.
Reese is working on ways to fix that because without reimbursements, there will be no emergency care. And with no emergency care, there probably will be no new jobs in Hancock County. In Sparta, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusea for Marketplace.